Reloading Mesias Sharim. It's November 8th. We are in Perek Dalid, the paragraph that begins Ach Lebchusim Me'ele. It's not too far in after we start Perek Dalid. Let's just backtrack a little. What is the Ramchal discussing here at this point? Does everybody have the place? Ach labchusim me'ele tiyeh ha'ora lefi havchanasim. The Ramchal in the beginning of the Perek was telling us that a person has nor to come to zehirus, nor to come to a state of watchfulness in a person's actions. There's one way to do that. It's called limud ha'Torah. It's the Gemara in Kedushin, Barasa Yetzahara. Hashem says, I created the Yetzahara. I create the Torah Tavlin. I create the Torah to... You want to show them the place? I create the Yetzahara, and I create the Torah as the antidote to the Yetzahara. So, there's no other way. It's just like you have a car mechanic. The person brings his car to the shop. Who would you like to bring the car to? You have a Ford. You can bring the Ford to a Chrysler. Now, I don't know the cars. Could be I'm saying the names of the same companies. I don't know. I didn't, huh? Oh, you know, like sub, you know. Okay, that's all right. Nissan, right? Nissan and the Ford. Right, there you go. That much I know. So you're not going to bring your Ford to a Nissan, right? And they say, listen, I just don't know how this car works. You're going to bring your Ford to an expert, the one who builds the Fords. He knows every nick and cranny. He knows why this light's going on and that light's going on. I had a situation on my car that the first time it happened, you turn on the signal and it sounds like it's like running the marathon. It was moving so fast, like you turn to the left, and I'm not going to try to imitate the sounds it made, but it kept on clicking so fast. So, there you go. So someone knows cars tells me, you need a new bulb. I didn't know that. I'm thinking, what's going on with this? Like, you know, it's like the GPS. It's like internal GPS. Turn faster, turn faster. I don't know what it was doing. And when I turned to the right, it was nice and calm, nice and relaxed. But you see that? Someone who knows cars tells you, it's telling you something. It's talking to you. You need a new bulb. Very simple. Right? A bright idea. Get a new bulb. The Ramchal is telling us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. The same Hashem who created the Yetzirah is saying, I know how to deal with him. It's called Limud HaTorah. And if you go to the car shop and you put air in the tire with the intention of fixing your signal over there, it won't help too much. It's the same way. Many people try to deal with the problems in life the wrong way. Like we discussed, the people who like to pretend to ask Eitzah. And they ask the questions to different people to just confuse themselves. And then they realize, okay, you know, I must be the smartest one of them all. And I'll just follow myself. We said this morning, V'zoyis ha-Torah asher som Moshe lefnei b'nei Yisrael. When do we say these words? By Hagbah. Everybody says these words. No matter what a person is doing, he's in the middle of learning something, he's in the middle of saying, davening something. Well, when you hear other people, the Baal Hagbah is picking up the Sefer Torah, V'zoyis HaTorah. What does this mean? V'zoyis HaTorah Shasom Moshe. This is the Torah that Moshe placed, Lefnei B'nei Yisrael. In front of B'nei Yisrael. The Maral of Prague, Asakashi, he says, at first glance, it seems like there's an extra word. I say of this Maral a lot, to bring out a point. It seems like there's an extra word. V'zoyis ha'Torah shasom l'b'nei Yisrael, the pasuk should read. Why does it say l'fnei b'nei Yisrael? Once again, let's repeat this. The pasuk says that we do have V'zoyis ha'Torah asher som, this is the Torah that Moshe placed, l'fnei, before b'nei Yisrael. The Maral says the pasuk should read, Then Moshe gave it to Bnei Yisrael. What's this word lifnei doing in the pasuk? That he put it before. The Maral explains, and this can be found in the introductions, opening comments, opening words in the Sefer Tiferes Yisrael and the Maral's works. Nakdama. Lifnei, says the Maral, because he says the Torah is a chefetz munach. The Torah is an item, not the Chibin Chas Hashem, to say the words, is an item that is resting there. Whoever wants the Torah, Yava V'Yitol, come and pick it up and take it and learn Torah. And he says it's the mistake that people have, that they think Limud HaTorah is for a select few. It's for the rabbis. It's for these people. It's for those people. You open the Rambam, you open the Shulchan Aruch, that's not what it says. It says, who's Chayv in Talmud Torah? Every single male is Chayv in Talmud Torah. Okay, the women have to know the halakhas that pertain to them. They don't have a chiyuv in Limud HaTorah. But a man has an obligation to learn Torah. Every single man. And we go back now to our example. And it's just, it's like Lego. It all fits and all so perfectly together. This one piece fits right on top of the next. What am I saying? The Ramchal is telling us the way Hashem created the world is if you have that car that you, when you turn on the signal, it's moving so fast. And it gives you this like desire to want to drive faster. You know, you hear this beep going on, this clicking. You have to fix that. It's talking to you. Hashem is talking to us. It says, I created this Yetzer Hara. How do you take care? How do you control the Yetzirah? How do you obtain a Zahirus? A Bayu Cheshboin, a knowing of my actions, of what am I doing right, or what am I doing, a thought process to think, should I be leading my life in such a way? It's Hu Limud HaTorah. And that's through understanding the Tanakh and what Chazal say about Tanakh. How did Chazal understand, explain to us what the Torah, Nevi'im and the Ksuvim are teaching us? This is what the introduction was, what we just mentioned in the previous paragraphs of Perek Dalet. Ach, however, continues the Ramchal, Labchusim me'ele tiyeh ha'ara lefi havchanosim. The people who are in the lower Madrega, who don't appreciate that, like the story we said with the Vilna Goyin, that when he fainted, when he touched the Muksa, what he thought was Muksa, when they feel, okay, what's the big deal? And Maisa, we said with the Yismach Moshe, when the person told them, I did things much worse than you. What are you concerned about? Their understanding will be, lefi havchanosim. V'hu lefi inyan hakavod asher hei misavim lo. He's saying now, their desire to grow is, the impetus will be this kavod, this honor. What does it mean, honor? You ever hear a person say, listen, what do you have to work so hard for doing mitzvahs? Don't you learn? You don't learn Pirkei Avos? You ever had this conversation? It says, Kol Yisrael Yisham Chelek Leilam Haba. It's not really from Pirkei Avos. It's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. You know, they even made a song about it. Kol Yisrael Yisham Chelek Leilam Haba. The Mishnah continues over there, and I don't think they'll ever make a song about the next part of the Mishnah. Ve'elu she'ein lehem chelek leilam haba. And these are the ones who do not have a share in the world to come. That's the next part of that Mishnah. The Mesajeh Pirkei Avos took that Mishnah. The Mefarshim explained one reason why we add Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek Leilam Haba before we say Pirkei Avos, and then every single Perek. One of the Mefarshim explained, because you learn Pirkei Avos, it gives you this big responsibility. And a person might get a little scared off, you know, I don't know, can I do all this? So it gives a chizik, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek Leilam Haba. Every Yid has a share in the world to come. So the person says, don't you know everyone has a share in the world to come? Why do you have to work so hard? You all be there in the Olam Haba. So what do you respond to the person? You say to him, do you want a bleacher seat or do you want front row seats? That's the answer. What does that mean? That's what Durham Chal is telling us. That the chelik of a person, his share in the world to come, is dependent upon what he does here down in this world. And what he does down here in this world, the desire to do more, he's talking about the people on the lower Madrega, will be inspired by where his friend might be. What does this mean? We're going to give a marshal and we'll read the words of what he's talking about. I want to give an example. I know we love all Jews. Let's try to be, use our imagination. Think of a boss that we once might have had. Or some acquaintance that we know that we're glad not to be so involved with them every single day. And we see this person being more successful than us in everyday life here in this world. And we think, what's going on? Yesh din v'yesh dayin. There's a creator to this world. And this person, I know this person. And this is, he gets such success like this. He could eat at a person. The Ramchal is telling us, what's going to be in Olam Haba when a person is walking into that massive stadium? And at the entrance, he sees, you know, you have the ticket, the guy with the tickets collecting the tickets. Now, then already it's going to be electronic. You don't have to take out the tickets. It's all electronic. It's like 55 miles an hour and easy pass. You don't have to wait. You know, just get the buzz. You go straight through. You know the metal detector, all be taken care of. Don't worry about it. And you see your friend, if you know what I mean. And you greet him, he greets you. And, oh, so where are you sitting? So you tell him, well, you know, bleachers aisle 75 million and, you say, where are you sitting? He says, oh, no, it says box seats over here, row number 2. The Ramchal didn't tell us, what's that feeling going to be like? The burning anguish and pain that this person's got front row seats. To where? To who? To what? To sit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not watching a pigskin fly in the air and people jumping on top of themselves. And he is thinking, I'm in Yehopetzville. My seats are on a different galaxy. I'm going to have to watch on the big screen what's going on. The pain, says the Ramchal, is going to be tremendous. The pain, now let's talk Lemaisa, practically speaking, that this person, who we didn't think the most of, has a much closer seat because really, in Hashem's eyes, he accomplished much more here in this world than we did. Now that's what the Ramchal is going to be talking about right now. Let's see the words inside. In Cain, Eifoi, how could it be? A person will blind himself, close his eyes from his actions, to lessen his actions in his performance of his mitzvahs. Once we're there in the world to come, it's too late. We can't fix what we broke. There are those fools, says the Ramchal, who just want to make things easy for themselves, and they'll say, "Lomani yaga tzmeinu v'chol kach hasidus aprishus. Why did they work so hard with this pious behavior? Haloidai lonu shiloi niyeh merushoyim ani doin b'gehenim. It's enough that I won't be a Russia who's judged in Gehenim. Anachnu us." Like we just said. Okay, so we'll get to Gan Eden. We'll be there. I won't have the biggest portion, but I'll be there. this person might say, what's the big deal? You'll be there anyway. Take things easy in this world. Hashem loves us all. Hashem calls us His beloved children. Do you think a father would want to make things so difficult for a son? One question, you respond to them. You ever get that letter in the mail? That, once again, this, I use the example of a boss, friend, any person you want to use that example in your mind. You open the mail and you see who's being honored. You see who's getting the covet. The Ramchal is saying, in this world, Olam Hazeh, which is here today and gone tomorrow, Olam Chalof, it's so fast. Are we not upset? Does not pain us to see one of these people? He says the words, Echad mechavareyem, chuba de manusa yoisem yehem, moshe aleyem. Someone else getting this honor more than us, ruling over us. Even more so, aniyim, the poor people, the disgraced ones who are lower than us in our eyes. Will their blood not boil inside of them when this person sees that someone else is getting all this honor? It definitely will happen. That this person will be so pained by his friend's honor that this friend is receiving. The Ramchal is telling us, why do we dress to look nicely? How do you say clothing? Clothing called mechubadim. Mechubadim. Okay, in Lashon the Gemara. Clothing are called mechubadim. What's the word mechubadim? Covered. We wear clothing to get covered. We want covered. We all want covered. He kinas ishi mereyu. This is the kinah from one person to another. Vim yira chaveir misraimim v'hu nishar shafel. You see your friend elevating up, 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 up. And he's going down, down, down. He's staying lower, getting lower. Vadei shemashi yizbol hu mashi yuchrach lisavloi. Kilo yuchal limnoyo levavo yisashe ish bekirboi. Says the Ramchal, paraphrasing his words, is the pain that can be so great that we won't be able to bear. When this person who we don't look up to, and here in this world, he is not elevated on the highest pedestals. And now in Olam Haba, he's got front row seats. We're talking now in Olam Haba, not just in Olam Hazeh, when it's everlasting. Here in this world, we don't recognize and realize the greatness of this individual. Therefore, we don't give him all that covet and all that respect. But in Olam Haba, when the truth is showed of the greatness of this individual, this will just be a tremendous pain for that other individual who sees how great his friend, how high he climbed the ladder. What comes out is that this person is told, don't work so hard here in this world. Is a pita, is the persuasion of the Yetzirah. Vlo yidavar amiti klal. It's not any aspect of truth. We are here, Adam lo'amal yulad. Man was here to put here in this world. Adam lo'amal yulad. Man was created to work hard. Ugvar lo yahaya. What does the Gemara say? Lo'amal b'tayra. To work hard in Torah. The Ramchal is telling us that if we don't work on what we're breaking, as if to say down here in this world, when we get to Olam Haba, when we see that our friend, in quotations, has reached such high levels, it'd be too late now. He has front row seats, like we said. So he gets honored by this dinner. So he gets honored by this event. Okay, you know, fine, you put it in the garbage, you get on with life. You forget about it. But in Olam Haba, the dinner is everlasting. The Ramchal is saying that for such a person, the mindset to say, I won't mind how I do my avodah, that's incorrect. We'll stop here for today. Thank you.